Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purion. This is our Tuesday night training call. It's July 12th. We're less than a month away from convention. My goodness, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the corporate office, some amazing things coming together. I'm really, really excited about what we're going to be introducing here at convention. Definitely a whole nother level of tools and programs and products and events and all kinds of stuff. So we are up to our eyeballs. Brandi Schnotto had a great post on her Team Lead page saying, no matter what you do, convention only comes around once a year. You got to be there. And I was thinking, my goodness, I'm glad the convention's only once a year because our corporate team is working triple time right now to put together really the best set of marketing tools we've ever put together. We got lots of surprises, so I don't want to spill the beans on too many things. But one thing I do want to share that we're doing that's not what we're launching but how we're conducting the event is we're actually going to have a couple of high-speed printers at the event. And when you post your when you post photos from the event on social media with a particular hashtag, you'll be able to go to these printers, and you'll be able to select your photo, and you'll actually be able to walk away with hard copies of the photo that you took. So you'll be able to meet, you know, downline members, upline members, take pictures with David Sandoval, with Amy Benner. You'll be able to, you know, meet the crowns and take great pictures all throughout the venue and all throughout the weekend, and actually walk away with mementos absolutely free. So that's something we're doing that we've never done before, and really going to try to make this event even more fun, even more entertaining. I had a great call earlier today about the entertainment. And so I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great show. We're going to introduce some fantastic things, and I'm really looking forward to all that that's going to mean for our business. When all said and done, there's no question that we're going to keep moving forward and make some great things happen. We're hoping to get our announcement here pretty shortly about being on the Inc. 5000 list for the third year in a row, and I'm confident that convention is going to have a big part in putting us on that list again for the fourth year in a row. So thanks for all that you're doing to keep things moving forward. You know, we've got a couple of specials going on right now. We've got our Super Amino 23 special, buy three, get one free. So please take advantage of that. We posted all four of the calls with David Sandoval, Dr. Luca. So take a listen if for some reason you missed those calls. We also have a great special going on where we've got a free blender bottle. These are the BPA-free blender bottles. You get them absolutely free. Every bottle of organic barley green juice you buy, every bottle of organic Kamut blend you buy, every bottle of organic spirulina you buy this month, if you're a PLC member, you're going to get a shaker bottle for free. I know we go through a ton of shaker bottles at our house, so make sure that you take advantage of that. It's called our Greens on the Go special. So lots of things going on. We got the buy one, get one on selected brochures coming out of our Purion gear store. So just make sure you're looking at your email blast. Make sure you're plugging into our Purium Facebook page. Make sure that you're on the Team Sandoval text messaging system. So text the word Team Sandoval, no spaces, TEAMSANDOVAL, Team Sandoval, to 55678. And if you are coming to LEAP Convention, make sure that you're texting, I believe it's LEAP2016 to 55678 as well. And you'll be getting updates, the latest and greatest, on what's going on at convention. You'll get the lead up to all the special things that are going on. And then, of course, when you're at convention, we're going to have some specials as well. So speaking of convention, what I want to do before we have our guest tonight, Alana Slavin, is I want to give away a convention ticket. So I'm going to put this call into moderator mode. And or Q&A mode, I'm sorry. And what that means is if you hear your name called, you can hit *6, and you're going to be going to convention for free. So let me put it into Q&A mode here. So if you are a director from California and your name is Marika Starkweather, hit *6, and you are going to convention for free. Marika, are you on the line? Going once, going twice. Marika Starkweather, we would love for you to go to convention for free. You're already going. signed up a PLC member last week. You already got your ticket. All right. Well, I'm going to try one more time. We always try twice to give away our convention ticket. Another person from California, which is fantastic. You know, people are coming from all across the United States, Canada, even from Europe. We've got a bunch of people coming from the UK coming to convention in Orlando. And this person is a consultant from California. If you hear your name called, hit star six, Andrea Canetto. Andrea. Marika Starkweather. Andrea Canetto, going once, going twice, star six. All you need to do is be on the line. You've done all the hard work. All righty, I couldn't give away a ticket today, but I'm going to put this into presentation mode. All right, well, good enough. Well, I'm excited about tonight's call. It's always fun to welcome our crown leaders. They're so generous with their time. They're so generous with their energy and their knowledge. And, you know, all throughout convention, we're going to be hearing from crowns. We've actually got breakout sessions with crowns this year, something we've never done before. And these Tuesday night calls, I always try to share it with a crown. We've got 10 minutes of awesome, as we call it. And tonight, my special guest is Crown Alana Slavin. She's part of the AI Health and Wellness team, and she lives in New York. And Alana, are you on the line?
Yes. Can you hear me, David?
I can. And I love your subject tonight, which is persistence and perseverance. I think those are, you know, two really, really important words when I look at people who are successful, not just in network marketing, not just in Purium, but people that are successful in life. You know, persistence and perseverance are things that are, you know, super important. So I guess I'm going to start by asking you the question, why did you pick the subject of persistence and perseverance here tonight?
Well, I picked it because I think that it's really the bottom line of this industry. I think that there can be highs and lows in this field, as in any other job or career you might have. But with network marketing in particular, you really have to stay persistent. I think that a lot of challenges that arise, working with different kinds of people, different kinds of personalities, things ebb and flow. I feel like a lot in my experience. So with persistence, I know that I'm not going to fizzle out like some people might, you know, a little early on if things don't happen quickly enough or they get discouraged. You know, I just really think it's important to keep your mind on the prize and to keep your activities in line, whatever, you know, is your MO, whether it be to do more healthy happy hours or events or calls or whatever it is, just to keep a flow of that for yourself in the face of any of those challenges or highs and lows that come up.
Well, I think there's no question that highs and lows come up for anybody in all walks of life, in any business and, you know, endeavor, but especially as an entrepreneur, like you say, I think there's no question that you're kind of on your own. You make your own hours, you choose your own, you know, people that you're working with. And as you say, some people, you know, they come in and they're like a flash in the pan, they get excited, and then the next minute they're not excited. And, you know, you don't want to let that rub off on you. So what are some things that you tap into that keep you on track, keep you, you know, building your business, focusing on activities that are productive instead of getting off track when maybe you're dealing with somebody who's negative or maybe dealing with somebody who's left your business or what have you? So what are some tips or tricks or ideas or things that you focus on that keep you on track and keep you moving forward?
Well, two things mainly. The main thing I do is keep plugged into my team and my upline. Without just being plugged in on a regular basis, whether it be text messages, calls, advice, whatever is needed, that's everything. So if I didn't have my team and my upline where I am able to feel the support that I need and see the success that I want to also achieve, then, you know, where's your support team? Where's your rock in all of this? So they really are that for me. And the other thing is staying plugged into just people in general in the industry that have the success that you're looking for. So whether it be your Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins or whoever it is you like to listen to. There's one my husband likes. I'm not going to think of it off the top of my head, but he's great. Steve something, I think. So just getting on YouTube, maybe getting, you know, a book or a book on DVD to listen to in the car. Just really listening to those leadership skills and that advice that those top leaders in network marketing offer.
Well, I think those are two really, really good suggestions. You know, so I think that, you know, as much as this is an entrepreneurial business, as much as you're working on your own and it's your own business, having somebody that's your go-to person, having somebody that you can count on, having somebody who has had more success than you, has more experience than you, you know, is, you know, somebody who has more of the answers than you may have. Almost everybody, if not everybody on this line, has somebody in their upline that they can find, that they can work with, that, you know, if you raise your hand and say, hey, I want to be successful, I want to build a big business, I'm ready to go take this to the next level, what does that look like? Almost everybody has somebody, and it's great that you've got, you know, people in your upline that help you with those things. And then, you know, I like the suggestion about, you know, getting, you know, information from the outside. I know last night I was actually watching some inspirational videos as part of what I was looking at for convention, and it's amazing, you know, how much, you know, watching somebody who's moving, watching somebody who really can tap into the emotions, you know, gets you excited. I mean, I planned on watching these videos for 10, 15, 20 minutes. I was up till very late last night watching videos just because it was fun. So, you know, one of the other things that pops to mind too, of course, is not only the outside influences that help you to stay persistent and persevere, but obviously the inner part of it as well, you know, as far as your why. I know you just had a big change in your life. Why don't you talk a little bit about tapping into your why on a regular basis and maybe how your why has changed here recently?
Well, I just had a newborn baby, Jacob. He's 7 weeks old. He's amazing and adorable. And if anything, obviously my why is extremely heightened now, even though the concept of him was always a why, but now the reality of him is a deeper, deeper why. So I just really think that, again, with all those ebbs and flows and challenges and the ease that you can have in falling off and not staying on track, it's just, it might look a little different when things change circumstantially, and it might take a different pace. And people have their different, you know, parts of life that go on. So you have to kind of go at the pace that works in that time and whatever's going on in your life. But regardless of where you're at and how much you can do in a given week or in a given month, you know, if anything, the bigger picture is brighter and bigger, and you know you'll go further with it when you feel like I feel right now, like that deeper sense of my why. I hold my little baby, who's happily for me not crying right now, and my husband's not home to take him from me.
Million Mom Movement, live and in person. Well, that's great. Well, we'll give Jacob some credit there for letting Mom do her 10 minutes of awesome here without interruption. And, you know, yeah, I like what you said about deeper. You know, I think that's something that's so important, is that, you know, the deeper your why, not just the bigger your why, but the deeper your why. You know, Piolani Schneider talked about the idea of a why that makes you want to cry. You know, this idea that once you get clear as to why you're doing the business, then it becomes easier to go through the activities, the sacrifices that's necessary to be successful. So, you know, you got a 7-week-old baby. Are you going to convention?
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
Okay, I like that. Like, absolutely, you know, like that wasn't even, you know, there was no, well, yeah, I'm trying to find a sitter and seeing if my husband, it was just boom, you know, that's great. You know, that's the stuff that leadership is made of. That's where, you know, somebody who is excited and energized, you know, that's what it takes to move a team. And I think that's probably one thing that you're realizing is that, you know, the amount of effort and the amount of persistence and perseverance and the amount of having a steady, deep why is important for yourself. But then obviously as you have other people who start to rely upon you, obviously that even gets more important. Is there anything you can share about that idea? I know that you've, you know, been working on your personal growth and trying to, you know, step into you know, that kind of bigger purpose, how does that fit into persistence and perseverance?
You mean, can you restate the question, Dave?
Yeah, that you know, obviously persistence and perseverance is important as an individual. If I'm a brand new person, I just joined Purium, you know, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to hand out some gift cards, I'm going to do some healthy happy hours, I'm going to post on social media. Some people are going to be nice, excited. Some people are not going to be so nice and excited. Either way, obviously getting through that first phase of your business and having some persistence and perseverance is important. But now suddenly, once you enroll some people, once you have some people that you've brought into the business and you're supporting and they're counting on you to be successful, and you're their go-to person. So you've got Cindy and you've got some other people upline from you that are your go-to people, but now you're a go-to person. How much more important is it to be persistent and persevere, not only on your behalf, but on their behalf?
Oh, so much more. It's you know, like we always say, it's all about everything being duplicatable so that it's easy, it's simple. There's no need to say too much, and just offering the concept even of what we have to offer and saying, hey, let's talk later, let me get you on the phone. So just staying in the system and keeping that ease and simplicity in the things that we do and the way we approach linking people in, it's so important, because you just want people to flow into that and flow into that. And often they don't, unfortunately, and maybe sometimes in time they do. But the more we just kind of keep that basic, simple system as it is, and reinforce it to people who, you know, I think in the beginning it's easy to become overzealous, and I know it was for me, and you want to share everything and talk about everything, and the next thing you know, that person's made their decision, and it's become easy for them to either, you know, say yes or no, or walk away, or maybe later, instead of bringing them to that third party and showing people how, when you link them in, maybe they have a more objective point of view, a more open mind to what it is we're showing them. So I just think it's so important to stick with that and show people that being persistent in keeping simple is everything.
You know, one of the things that's great about convention too is this idea of building your belief and tapping into the deeper part of your own motivation, and to see and feel the community. I mean, the world that we live in right now has got, you know, lots of forces right now that are confusing and all over the place, and so, you know, media messages bombarding us all the time, and so much negative stuff out there. And to be able to join together as a community and to come together at convention, and to make that, you know, next 1 year, no turn back commitment. You know, one of the things in our original Fast Start Guide, you know, talked about this idea of having a 1 year, no turn back commitment. And, you know, that's to me one of the things that's important about National Convention, is that you're able to, as a group, kind of make the next 1 year, no turn back commitment. And, you know, when you've got a new person who really wants to make some money, they're really excited, they're getting this gift card idea, they're getting this entrepreneur thing, they're loving the product, and they really want to make it happen. You know, is there any kind of commitment that you hear successful people make, or any kind of commitment that you ask for from your team, or is there anything that, you know, wisdom that you try to provide for them as far as persistence and perseverance that may happen, just so that, you know, they're prepared as they go into this kind of new endeavor for themselves?
I mean, really, mostly just that they show up and they go and attend. I mean, for convention, for example, for the best example is huge. And really, I mean, we can say all we want, you can't miss it, you don't know until you're there, but it's just so true. Like being amongst all the people and the like-minded people and the energy and all the things we learn while we're there is just so huge that really nothing, almost nothing would stop me. And I want people to have that same energy, and chances are they might not if they don't witness it, or they might know but they didn't experience it, so it's just a different level. Like for me, I mean, I'm sweating just to get out the door with this little with this little guy, but I'll be there, you know, sweating, I'm sure, but I wouldn't miss it. I would do whatever I could to get whatever accommodations needed, and especially the local events, because something like convention is huge, it's everything, you got to go, you got to do what you can to get there. But when it's local, it's so much more doable, you know, for people that might have other difficulties or challenges, just to, you know, just to show up. But I think if they do, then it's a game changer for them.
Well, I love, that's a great way, you know, to kind of wrap up your segment, is the idea of showing up. And I appreciate you saying that in such simplistic terms, because, you know, so often it is just about showing up every day, showing up on the calls, showing up at Healthy Happy Hour, showing up at convention, showing up for your team, showing up for yourself, showing up for your family. So we appreciate you showing up here on tonight's call. And I've got a couple of last thoughts and words, but thanks so much, Alana, for sharing your ideas on persistence and perseverance.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Well, you know, I just wanted to kind of double down a little bit on you know, what we were talking about on this subject of persistence and perseverance, and the idea that that it's your business, and that you're on this call for a reason, and that you must have something that you're thinking about, something that you want more out of your life, to take your life to the next level. And that's a term we've been using more and more, is this idea of life at the next level. And it's different for everybody, you know. So Alana has Jacob, you know, our new 7-week-old baby boy. And now life at the next level means something else. You know, it means not having to show up at a 9-to-5 job. It means earning additional income to give him, you know, the health and the best things that he can have in his life. And so, you know, always circling back into this idea of why you're doing this, and what it is that life at the next level looks like for yourself. I know my wife and I went for a really nice hike 4th of July weekend, and it was fantastic. We spent like 3 hours together, and I bet you 2/3 of the time we were talking about, you know, kind of what life at the next level looks for us, what looks like for us. You know, we got one son who's in college. He's, you know, freshman in college. We got another one who's in high school now, and you know, things are changing for us. You know, our life is changing. We're, you know, things are constantly moving. You know, Alana's got a new boy in her life, and you know, my oldest boy is kind of more out of our lives now at college than he is in. So, you know, things are constantly changing, and that's the one thing you can count on is change. And the question is, how do you proactively manage that change? How do you take control of your life and don't just let life happen to you? And I think that's one of the biggest learning experiences that Purium can provide, is that too often people let their health happen to them. They don't proactively take care of their health. And there are some awesome examples of people who proactively take care of their health. Talk to Ian Farrar. Talk to Troy Casey. Talk to some of these people that really care about what they put into their bodies all the time, and look at how great they look and how great they feel and all the amazing things they can do. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of examples throughout our organization of people who really look at their health and they take it to the next level. And same thing on the business side, that, you know, we've got people who don't just let business happen to them. They don't just let life happen to them. They're proactively figuring out what it is that they want, where it is they want to go, who it is they want to do it with, and how they want to go about making an impact in the world. And this is a vehicle for that. And you're going to see that at convention, and you're going to see it embodied by our crowns like Alana and all the other crowns that are going to be, you know, throughout convention all the time. So, you know, it's a rare treat to be able to be surrounded by dozens and dozens of people that are doing what they love, helping other people do the same. So if you're not a crown yet, totally understandable, totally cool, and it's fun to have that journey, to make that something that, if it is what you want, you know, to learn from people who actually have done it and are doing it. So as Alana said, show up, be there for yourself, be there for your family, be there, you know, for your business, be there for your health, and make sure that you take life at the next level. So thanks so much for showing up on tonight's call. Appreciate it. And every Wednesday night we have our Purium Lifestyle call with David Sandoval. So his radio show is back to his own show there. Dr. Luca's segment is done now. So I'm not sure what Dave's got in store for us tomorrow, but you can check your email blast, check the Purium Facebook page, and I'm sure that you'll find out what it's going to be about, and I'm sure it's going to be great. And I know I'll be there. So show up tomorrow night. We'll catch you. And thanks again, Alana, and thanks, everybody. And definitely we will see you at convention as well. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Dave.
Good stuff.
Bye.